Land ownership has been a source of pride and economic well-being for family farms, but the survey suggests that's slipping away. Swift County farmer Nancy O'Leary helped poll 62 farmers in the University of Minnesota study.
I guess the biggest surprise that I had is the percentage of land in Swift County that's rented land and not farmer-owned. I was surprised to see that 60% of the land of the farmers that were surveyed was owned by other people. They were paying rent to landlords.
O'Leary says what's even more troubling is that control of cropland is no longer in the hands of local owners. One-third of the landlords live outside the county. And the percentage of rental land is growing fast, up a third in the last 5 years. University of Minnesota professor Richard Levin says the issue of land rental and other factors have produced a measurable decline in Swift County's farm economy. In 1975, farmers accounted for about a third of all personal income. By the mid-90s, that had fallen to just over 7%.
We don't have farmers making as much as they used to because of low prices. Second, we don't have as many farmers as we used to. And third, people who are not farmers are gaining a larger share of the benefits.
The Swift County survey identified several ways to help farmers stay in business. One recommendation is that farmers diversify into crops that are more profitable than the corn and soybeans, which cover 90% of the farmland. Another finding shows that medical care is a psychological and economic drain. Many farmers do not have health insurance, and they worry a major illness will bankrupt them. One proposal calls for farmers to buy insurance as a group at reduced rates. Swift County Extension educator Craig Haugart says the survey also found that women should play a bigger role in farm management. He says, for one thing, they tend to be better at playing the markets than men.
In an up market, you're more likely to see a guy hang on the grain, because if the market's going up, golly, it's got to go a little bit higher. And then they're always trying to milk out that last nickel or the last dime, and quite frequently then the market turns around and they don't reap that. Women in an up market are much more likely to sell than their husbands are, for whatever reason.
The survey also points to changing attitudes. The University of Minnesota's Richard Levin says a third of the farmers viewed a former friend as a current enemy.
One that came right to the top of groups or organizations that farmers felt cared the least about their survival was agribusiness, the larger corporations. In the 25 years I've been in this, I've most often seen farmers view agribusiness as a partner rather than an adversary.
Swift County officials say there is little they can do about the major source of farmers' frustrations, low prices. But they hope to find solutions to some of the secondary issues like health care, crop diversity, and management, which can determine whether a farmer stays in business. This is Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio.